The Average Network returns to the Batcave of Count Richard Cheney beneath the streets of the nation's capital, even beneath the fossilized skeletons of John Quincy Adams and the rest of Henry Kissinger. Here we find the head of Henry Kissinger, Count Cheney, Rumsfeld, George, Tom Ridge, and John Ashcroft talking to a surprise visitor. Let us join them in The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, Episode 34.
Are you sure you're the real Saddam?
Of course, Herr Bush. I am the make clever escaping car of El Paul Bremer.
And who we got in that Iraqi jail?
His name is Omar Saeed Avicat. He's a professional Saddam impersonator from Algeria, I think.
He is not bright, but he is method actor. He believes he is me, Senor Bush.
Well, why is he corporating?
Cooperating, George.
Yeah.
He will, until the trapdoor opens and he hangs. I want to watch Dr. Henry.
We know how much you enjoy that sort of thing.
Killing. She is the great fun. Makes I am more alive when enemies I am killed. Besides, it makes great segment for chat show.
And there's the difference between us, Saddam. I only kill for food. George only kills because he has no imagination. Well, I don't need one. You got one. Besides, I got a really big army.
Well, a big military is not the answer to everything, George.
No, that's money.
Dick, please.
Well, I don't see why I gotta be nice to Saddam. He tried to kill my dad.
No, he didn't. Dan Quayle tried to kill your father, and the CIA screwed up the intel.
Dan Quayle? Ain't it illegal for a Veep to kill a president? We'll get back to you on that one, George.
Well, now that we've captured Saddam, can I lower the threat level? I'm real tired of yellow.
Yellow is nice. Like canaries.
Rumsfeld, your dietary requirements are of little interest to us. Actually, Secretary Ridge, we may ask you to raise the terror threat a step.
Oh, okay. Orange is nice. Why raise it, though?
We are negotiating with some friends of Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda? Is he still around?
Yes, we need at least one good terrorist attack to boost George's numbers.
Also, of course, to make the Democrats look less organized.
Well, like that'd be hard.
Admittedly, it isn't exactly as hard as convincing people that you have a great intellect.
No kidding, now that took some doing. Don't worry, George. We've done much harder things. Don't forget, we turned Nixon into an elder statesman.
And that really took some doing.
I remember that, Masters.
No, you don't.
All right.
You're a very good slavish toady, Donald. Now, Saddam, old thing, how much did you come out of Iraq with?
I have $100 million contract from Rupert Murdoch for Chacho. Next week we are have J-Lo and Ben and Dr. Ruth.
That should be exciting.
What you make off of Rupert is between you and he. The Iraqi treasury is what we are talking about.
18 billions, mostly US, some euros. I make exchange my dinars.
Wise move. Well, when may we expect our 50% cut?
I am not so happy from this Countess Janie. Saddam should more receive.
Saddam, old thing, we do have a contract, you'll recall. It was written in blood.
What could you possibly need this 9 billion?
I am the Microsoft upgrades making.
We can get you that for half price or better. We know Bill Gates.
Still, I love the money.
As do I, Saddam, yet even I would be reasonably happy with 9 billion. Besides, if you invest in Murdoch, you'll make a great deal more.
Michael Powell is going to force our FCC deregulation plan as part of national security. Then we let Sumner Redstone and Rupert take over the media.
I know. Berlusconi tells me this last week.
I'll give you some stock tips and the money faucet will open by late spring.
Now you are my tune, the singing Kissinger son.
My stock tips are infallible. Or else.
He's outperformed the top analysts for over 40 years. Wait a minute. How am I going to capture you if and we already got you in jail while we sitting here talking to you? John, help me out of that sentence.
I think he was supposed to capture Saddam your own self.
Oh, no, no, no. It was much too dangerous, George. Not the capture, the location. We could hardly get you into Iraq again with any hope for your safety.
We're CG'ing you into some of the footage of the soldiers capturing Saddam, Mr. President. That way we suggest that you were there.
Then when anyone from the press asks, you can just look coy and not answer.
People will assume you were there. You're just too humble to say so.
No, I ain't.
Yes, you are. If you want to be president longer, you'll be humble, George.
You always look good at being humble, George. Anybody says you don't, we can hang them, by gobs.
You are, I am like, very much Ashcroft Pasha.
Well, then, when am I going to capture old Osama bin Laden?
You can't capture Osama. He's working on his new music video collection.
Oh, yeah?
Don't worry, we'll get complimentary copies. What, Rumsfeld?
Masters, there's someone here to see our guest.
No one knows he's here.
Rumsfeld, unleash the hounds!
No, no, wait, is my old friend and slavering toady, Mahmoud al-Sahaf.
Great snakes, Baghdad Bob.
Of course, aha, my old friend.
Master, almighty Saddam, trust me, boss, there are no Americans within 1,000 miles of us.
Baghdad Bob, you too much are.
Our mighty army will drive the crusaders into the Gulf.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I just flew in from Milan. Boy, are my arms tired. Hey, the guys over at the bar. One of them has a panther stuck in his pocket.
The Average Network has brought you episode 34 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, written and produced by Tacky Old Uncle Bob and The Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were impersonated under the impersonation subsection of Patriot Act 7. Many celebrities would rather not be impersonated, and to these impersonators we say, poo and fie and get over it. The Average Network takes no responsibility for the transparent foolishness that is American politics. This is Pablo Network for the Average T-Flies asking you to stay tuned.
My boyfriend is back and there's gonna be trouble. Hella, hella, my boyfriend's back.
Hello. I'm Osama bin Laden, and I'm in studio doing the final mixdown of my newest album, Osama and the Taliban's Greatest Hits and Remixes. You'll hear all of the Taliban's greatest tunes, including My Boyfriend's Back and its follow-up, My Boyfriend's Front. You'll get Twist and Shout, Crying in the Chapel, Strike the Invaders as They Bleed, Honey, Lord Won't You Buy Me a Mercedes-Benz Rigged to Explode, and five new tunes, including my favorite, Cut Out the Infidel's Heart and Spit on Their Culture. We know if you are a fan of the Taliban, you will love Osama and the Taliban's Greatest Hits and Remixes as much as we enjoyed laying it down.
Osama and the Taliban's Greatest Hits and Remixes on Al-Qaeda Records, available at all Paramecium music stores and wall plots, or right now to secret location 1444, the third toilet stall at the bus depot, Moline, Illinois, 333-333-333-333-1. Include no deposit slips or gum for full price plus handling.
My boyfriend's back.